Memorial University is implementing a full return to campus on February 1st for all of its staff. There will be some food services available, the bookstore, and all buildings, tunnels, and pedways will be open. But students and faculty members won't be returning to campus. Not yet. Josh Lepowski is VP External, President-elect of the Faculty Association at Memorial University. He joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Hello.
So Mon administration has not ruled out a return to campus for students planning to attend the spring semester. What have faculty been told?
Well, we're looking forward to a Senate meeting that's happening on February 9th. I think I have the date correct. There's going to be discussion about that potential then. A full plan has not yet been communicated to faculty.
How likely do you think it is that students will return to class for the spring semester?
I honestly, it's hard to say. I think, obviously, it depends on the public health situation. And I think it's very important to keep in mind that students mean a lot of things. There's, of course, students who are here in the province, but then also, you know, a substantial contingent of students from elsewhere across the country, but, of course, internationally, who may not yet be present, you know, on the island. And there are a variety of travel restrictions, either in place or pending, that may make that kind of return difficult for some students. So I think really one of the key issues is accessibility for students. And again, that variety of who students are needs to be taken into consideration, as well as for faculty who have made a variety of accommodations to teach remotely. And it may be difficult to do sort of a partial or full return, depending on the public health situation.
Is this something the Faculty Association would support?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, we're interested in the university operating on campus and teaching face-to-face. There's all kinds of teaching that is, you know, quite challenging in a remote situation, and some that is difficult or impossible. Labs, for example, can be quite difficult in the sciences. Face-to-face musical instruction, these are very difficult, though not impossible necessarily to do remotely. And so, you know, as long as the public health situation permits it, then by all means, I think faculty are going to be interested in getting back to campus.
We're speaking with VP External and President-elect of the Faculty Association at Memorial University, Josh Lepowski. And Josh, winter semester now well underway with mostly online learning. How's it going so far?
Well, I think it's going fine, but it's also quite varied. I mean, we have some experience from the from the previous semester, and remote teaching will accommodate some students and faculty, less so others, just as being on campus in a face-to-face kind of way has a variable experience. You know, those who have tight work schedules or childcare responsibilities, face-to-face can be a little bit more difficult, and remote works for them. Others, you know, really prefer a face-to-face situation, and the teaching styles, you know, face-to-face versus remote, they're just not the same. So it's a mixed picture, but I think people are learning to work with it.
What lessons can you glean from teaching through COVID-19?
Well, certainly the ability to be flexible. I think the need for both faculty and students to, you know, to lead with their humanity, to understand that as much as we like to say we're all in this together, that people's circumstances are highly variable. You know, students who might be working frontline jobs, you know, are in a very different situation than I am as a faculty member. So remembering that we are people trying to do a collective task of learning and teaching together, I think, is key.
Josh, you mentioned those highly variable circumstances that students have. So has access to technology been an issue for some students or internet?
Yeah, it is for some. There was a survey done last semester by the university to get a sense of how technology was affecting some students. And an appreciable percentage, I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but an appreciable percentage of students, here in the province as well as elsewhere, have things like bandwidth issues that are certainly part of this broader pattern of uneven internet access, access to the hardware itself. So that can be an issue for sure.
How safe do you and your colleagues feel MUN is right now?
Oh, I have no question that it's safe. We've been teaching remote now for many months, and the staff on campus have been going through, appropriate protocols and keeping to those. So I think the question about safety, arises, especially when a return to campus would include either staff, faculty, or students coming into the province and having to go through, the isolation procedures and all of that. So right now, I think the campus is certainly safe.
And Josh, how eager are some of your members to get offline and back to in-class instruction?
I think they're very eager. Certainly, again, not everyone. It's a variable picture. Some have found that remote teaching works well for them. Some find some sort of hybrid model of, remote and face-to-face. And then, there are others who really prefer to be in the classroom. And, especially in situations where it's, again, a lab kind of situation or a something like teaching music, where real embodied skills, or laboratories where you're learning to say surgical skills, etc., where being face to face is really hard to replicate online.
Josh Lepowski, VP External and President-elect of the Faculty Association at Memorial University, thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
No, you're welcome. My pleasure.